eat. Mm. How shall we in this realm, in this state, how will it be, Lord? How will that change come? I was sitting down there and I was asking. Say, Lord, we have heard this thing. It's clearing, it's getting clearer to us from the first day. And the question was in my heart, Lord, how shall this thing be? And I know it's the same question in the heart of many of us. How shall it be? When Noah and Enoch started, I know they must have asked, how shall it be that a mortal man destined to die will be transformed and be changed and be able to escape death and not see death, even while he's physically alive? When all the evidences are around, if you read the preceding verses, he said, and this one live, and he died. And this one lived 900 years, and he begat children, and he lived another 100 years, and he died. That is the norm. Mm-hmm. That is the standard. That is the law. That is what I've always been at. Everybody have come to accept it. But somebody said, no, yes, there is something more. There is something. And he chose to believe God for it. And I begin to ask, Lord, how shall this thing be in our time, in our generation? And I thank God that Chidera came off. He sang from that same chapter. The Lord that is mighty has done us great things. From that same chapter, the answer was there. Let's go there, look. We remember who asked that question?
Yeah.
Mary. And the Lord provided the answer right in that same chapter. Luke chapter 1. And I said, thank you, God, because I know that verse 34, and the song Chidera gave to us was in verse 49. If you remember that, was it 49? Yes?
Yeah.
Verse 49. For the Lord and his mighty hand. I was looking at verse
34.
I was looking at verse 34 and verse 35. That's where my meditation was, you know, as the ministration was going on. And our brother got up and gave us verse 49. Which further confirmed to me that the Lord is set to do this work amongst us. So, verse 34, it says, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? How will this thing be? How will this thing be? And what is the answer? Let's read it together, verse 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And then what did she now say in verse 38? Because that is where the key is. Verse 38, let's read it together. And Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel of the Lord, verse 37 first. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Then Mary now said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And that is it. That's what we are going to ask God. Now, in the book of Ephesians, it said that you might know the exceeding greatness of his power to us world who believe. Who believe. Once you believe the promise, once you believe the word of God, you are connected to the super highway grid of the current of Jehovah that will make that word to come to pass.
Amen.
Automatically.
Amen.
So faith is the connecting line. The moment Mary says, let it be unto me according to your word, she's automatically connected. And that word must surely come to pass.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, believing it, having faith, will surely make this word to come to pass. And it said, be it unto you, be it unto me according to you. Now you are going to pray that for yourself and say, Lord, I receive your word. I receive it with thanksgiving. I believe it, Lord. Let it be unto me according to your word. Let it be unto me according to your promise. All the things you have said, oh God, I receive it. I believe. I believe there is a realm in God. There is a provision in the covenant. There is a provision in the eternal plan of God. We are in man, in flesh and blood, will be able to cross the veil, move to the other side without going through the grave. God has done this before and he will yet do it again, and I believe God for it. Believe God for it.
Almighty God, Lord,
according to your promise, whatever you see in those words that attract you, that you are desirous, believe God for it. The word of God is true. In the recent time, the Lord began to make me to know the power that resides in the word of God. The force behind the word of God. The book of Hebrews said the immutability of his counsel. That word must surely stand. Say, Lord, let it be unto me according to your word. I choose to believe. I choose to have confidence in what you have said. Thank you. We will take this song and then we pray and then we move straight to the ministration. The word of the Lord is great. The word of the Lord is great. His word is honorable. Oh, glory. Glory unto the Lamb of God, your righteousness endureth forever. Hallelujah.
The word of the Lord is great.
Hallelujah. His word is honorable. Oh, glory. Glory unto the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Honorable, Lord, glory, glory unto the Lamb. Answer the question. How great is the word? How great is that? David in the book of Psalm 8 gave us an answer. Let's go there. When something is so great and massive and you can't describe it, he said, "Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who had set his glory above the heavens." Let's read verse 1 together. Just verse 1.
Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth,
who had set thy glory above the heavens. He would have just said, "Oh Lord, our God, your name is excellent." But he said, "How excellent is thy name?" Meaning that only God can define to you how excellent it is. And he will define it to you to as much of him as you can see. To as much of him you can see in the light of his word. So he said, "How excellent is thy name? How great are your words?" And as we behold him in the light of his word, and he continued to grow bigger and bigger, massive and massive, even so we'll be able to define how great his word is. Enoch was able to see how great his word is, and the word came and translated him. You will see the greatness of his word.
Amen.
All other problems and difficulties will become so small, so infinitesimal, that the word of our God will look so high in your life. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. So, answering the question, it is the Lord himself that will communicate and define to you how great his word is. The more of him you know, the more intimate you draw to him, the more he will make you to see the greatness of his word. Say, "I will know him. I will draw closer to him. And he will show me great secrets of him. And I will know him more and more." In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we go straight to the word, because there are a lot of things we still have to cover. And I know that there's so much the Lord has given to us in the last 3 days that we can continue chewing and chewing and chewing for a long time to come. So we just go straight to the ministry of the word, and I believe God is going to yet speak to us. So just bow down your head and begin to talk to the Lord as our brother comes forward. Just talk to him, appreciate him for what he has given to you already. His word is great, and he will yet give us yet more and more.
There is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will. Before you, the Lord our God, we'll bow our hearts and mind and our entire being before you. You are Lord. You are Lord. You are sovereign Lord. You are Lord. You are Yahweh. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. Lord, show us your face. Show us the things that belong to you, that we may be mightily transformed.
Amen.
At the sight of the Lord, at the sight of your majesty, at the sight of your saving compassion, Almighty God. Let the veil be taken aside.
Amen.
That we may behold your love.
Mighty name of Jesus.
And behold your saving compassion. Thank you for answering. Thank you for anointing our minds and heart by your Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Take authority over the works of darkness.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Bind them.
Amen.
Shall not be able to keep a mortar. This is completely excluded from them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It was necessary that we took a jump to the practical side of these things, because one without the other would not be complete. And there is no way we would have been able to cover all of that in the 4 days that we have. So we're coming to the practical side of things. And we have an introduction given to us below. That's an unusual style. We don't have the time to go through the introduction. So it's given to you. And in the introduction, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions. Is it 8 questions? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 questions. That's the second page. You have 7 questions. The answers to which you can draw from the teaching. How well you understand the message will be shown whether you can give adequate answer, confident and persuasive answers to the questions asked. And because we don't have time for that, we just separated the introduction and you'll be able to go through yourself. Then there's an addendum. I just read the first part of the addendum, and then it is something provided to fill in a vital blank space which we don't have time to cover, which nevertheless relate to the things given to us by which we are developed, by which we have hearing ears and seeing eyes and are able to fellowship with God and walk with the Lord more. These are vital principles of truth. They are very basic, but we need to have a clear working knowledge of them. You have to be able to lay hold on this truth because they do something in you. Because it's by grace we are saved, and it's by grace we keep on being saved. Amen?
Amen.
From the start of the journey to the completion is all the Lord's. Amen?
Amen.
The following are the basic elements in the treasure hid in the field, already freely given to us. So all these things are already freely given to us. All. The properly, a verse of scripture comes to my mind now, so I'll read it. Colossians 2:6-7. Colossians 2. They thoroughly establish us, they thoroughly gets us founded. And then the whole building takes its rise. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Abraham trusted the Lord for a city. His maker and builder is what? God. And then by Sarah, he cast a foundation. Glory! But I would not be tempted to go that way now. Let's go to Colossians 2:6-7. And we are seeing that in connection of this treasure. With the treasure that gives us the excellency. And I think there's such a word as it sprang to my spirit. Colossians 2:6-7. Okay, it is already here. Aha. Let's go. As ye therefore receive Christ Jesus of the Lord, so walk ye in him. How did you receive it? By faith. As I was getting to the campus, I was singing a song. By grace are ye saved through faith. True faith, true faith. True faith, true faith. True faith, and that not of yourselves. True faith, and that not of yourself, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. 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 People should enroll me in your choir. But it's the gift of God from start to finish. When you begin to struggle, you know it is not. Even food, ordinary food. If you have to struggle to eat it, I cannot. My wife helps me. If there's bone, you separate the meat. Like struggling at all. Glory!
Amen.
it is all of God, then you will be humble. Then you will be able to submit to all the processes. Then you are Lord. Then you have life. If it's not Lord, it cannot be El Shaddai. If it's not Lord, it cannot be Sikkim. If it's not Lord, it cannot be Rofeka. It's his Lordship that pours out redemption to us. So we stand on that knee. Anyhow, let's continue reading. As he therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Doing what? Rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as he have been taught word, abounding therein with thanksgiving. All right, so that is it. And this treasure freely given to us, yes, it is already ours. We pay to have a working knowledge of them, using what we obtained from selling off all that we have to purchase the treasure. The purchasing is the disclosure to you by the Spirit of Truth, the working understanding of these things. Amen. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So these are ours. We read them, we analyze them. If we pay the price, you'll find the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit there for you. If you give your little self, he will give you all of himself. But if you keep yourself from him, and you keep by that natural, crooked wisdom, and of course, there are four many words. Heaven helps those who help themselves. You will find that you will lose that. But if you sell off all that you have, in no time, there will be a working knowledge of things that you grow by leaps and bounds. Now, so, because of that excellent thing that I was trying, I was really, really touched. When we had a meeting, somebody, I was just telling him. And after that, I received a mail from this, my daughter. That's why I love her very well. Was that your friend? Is it not so? She just said, edit it. Oh, my heart was touched. And so, also, labor. Outside the airport and his house, I don't go anywhere. I'm not come for sightseeing. Just early this morning, I just picked up and I started writing. Because I know you will do much more than this year. Amen. God helping you. Amen. By his Spirit.
Amen.
So that is it. Paul writing to one of his sons says, if you teach these things and you live by them, you will be a good minister of God. To be a good minister of God is to be able to take these things and show them. It's the same Paul who stood there and said, I've not failed to show you anything that you need to hit it at the highest. He labored, be ye that kind of ministers. Seeing that ye all shall be ministers.
Amen.
But I can excuse you from this bond. If you stand up, say, I just want to follow, I don't want to be a leader in God's house. Just stand up, I'll pray for you. But since none of you is standing, I believe God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Who sees the end from the beginning. That if he has laid hold upon you in this manner by himself,
in the mighty name of Jesus,
he will put you to work for the kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
Wherever,
Amen.
He may not release you from this environment until you are due to leave. But when you leave, it will be because the wisdom of God has said there will be continuity in his dealings with you anywhere. Glory. Let me not become emotional. So that is it. The introduction and the addendum, they are given to you. Well, let's come straight to this. Now, we've been taking the first part of the theme of this in-house teaching. Now we are bringing in the second part, and then we are giving it as we advertised it. Abundant life and peace, outgrowth of God's rest, part one. Tomorrow we take part two, the practical aspects. And want to go fast as we can, knowing that you are going to listen to it again. So I will be closing my eyes. So I go with terrible speed. I won't be looking at your faces. Because I know you will do something with it.
Amen. Amen.
Twice will you hear it.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit will give you understanding beyond what you are taught.
Amen.
He always does that. Amen. Amen. We shall attempt through the days 3 and 4 teaching services to bring in the practical side of things, which together with the core principles of truth learned in the past 2 days, ensure abundant life and peace. 4 interrelated models given below will engage us today. And so you see the 4 will come straight to the first. Now, what is it? Now, look, lift up your head and look this way. I've broken my promise. I'm looking at you. Lift up your eyes, look this way. Now, life and peace are couples. When there's life, the power of it will express itself in peace. The more life, the more peace. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord our God is called the Prince of Peace. He's Jehovah Yahweh, the Lord our peace. And so when we come to understand that the quality of life we have will be reflected in the peace we have, then we know, vice versa, that if there's restless agitation in our lives, we'll be distracted from concentrating on the things that belong to our day. You will know the things that belong to your day.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will know the things that belong to your day. You will know the things that belong to your day.
Amen.
You will know the things that belong to your day.
Amen.
Because that is the growing edge. That's the growing edge. You grow by the outreach. You reach out to bring people in. But you yourself grow by the outreach. And you must know the things that belong to your day. It will exercise you. It will grow you. It will open up the mystery of Christ to you beyond what you are taught. Amen?
Amen.
So you don't want anything to disturb the peace. Life and peace coupled together. Whenever there is life, there must be peace. And peace is revealed in the spirit of joy and rejoicing. That is the kingdom. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. But righteousness itself is the basis for the offer of life. Why would God give man life in his broken humanity, hedged in by corruptibility? Why would God offer man life? It is because he has arranged that he will pay the price to lift man up. Amen?
Amen.
Righteousness is the basis for life. So, although he said the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy, the offshoot of righteousness is life. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is what, let's complete it, you know it. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Why? For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Once the righteousness of God is revealed, that's finished. It is from faith to faith, which means righteousness is a broad band. Continues to increase in intensity as you behold the absolute faithfulness and awesomeness and majesty of your God. You drop all inhibition. You drop all fears. And you go into him. So righteousness is the broadband from low frequency to medium frequency to high frequency. It's a journey to life. Glory.
Hallelujah.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith, inciting more faith, as it is written. He who through faith is declared righteous shall by that faith enjoy life and life blessings. So life is offered on the basis of righteousness. Then peace and then joy. Amen?
Amen.
So, but if something does not cease, because it is a journey, because it was your humanity, broken humanity that you have, and it has pleased God from amongst men, he might redeem a people unto himself, putting them in the divine plane, putting his spirit into them for 4,000 years. In the sense in which we speak, the spirit was not yet given into man. The unction was what? From outside to inside. But now there's a residence within that transformed into a covering without. So you are a ball inside the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Glory!
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You see, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given. Why? Because Jesus Christ was not yet what? Glorified. But when it's given, what happened? You are connected to God. You are connected to a life as it has not been known.
Hallelujah.
You have to read the meaning of into it by going back to Genesis 1. Let us make man in our own image. Now, after our own likeness, it has never been. That is why right from there it says, out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers of quickening power. Of life-giving power. For the first Adam was a living soul. But the last Adam, the second man, is a life-giving spirit. Glory!
Hallelujah.
And out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. You dwell in that reality now as you minister by Christ. But you grow into the fullness of it. But in the journey, the chance might be legitimate bodies, there can be some, what am I called, a breaking in of some challenges which affecting your peace slows down the dust for more and more of his life. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. In the first day, we've seen the kind of life that the word of God gives. Amen?
Amen.
Few words, but powerful. And each one yielding the result. For new context says, for no word of God is void of power. That's why I said, with God there's nothing impossible. The power to do the impossible as the word of God has designed is in the word. Amen?
Amen.
You saw the kind of people Enoch and Noah were. We couldn't go through the train. But neither is it necessary. We've seen enough to know that he gives the life. And the life elevates us. Amen?
Amen.
But if there be challenge, what do you do? On the one side, there must be a restoration to peace. There must be a restoration to peace. Jehovah shall not say there's a break. You go in, there's a deep. Jehovah shall not recall. He will not only go like this, he will close the gap. Amen?
Amen.
And then you keep going. If there's a deep, it will come. Hallelujah!
Amen.
So, he will restore.
Amen.
The order that is, and that order that is peace. let's continue. Yeah, I wish we have more days so that we can not run, but we have to run. I thought we say amen, amen, we have to run.
Amen.
That's not convincing, but I'll not wait for your conviction now. So, there are four models. The four models are given to show how, if there be a dip, whether real or imagined, sometimes over 90% of people's deep are just imaginary, mere phantoms. Eh? Hey, I'll fill this paper. Oh. And they say, Jumoke, I say, leave me alone. Jumige, for where? Leave me alone. I think I will have to cut short the time I go to fellowship now. How can I fail economics 2.5? Does economics get to 2.5? Whatever. How can I fail it? And the result called is B plus, 69. Because of your feeble words, you fell short of an A. I say, the Lord is good, the Lord is good, the Lord is good. Then something else happened, and not that it really happened, you imagine that it would have happened. You would have marked and marked your paper. Who made you a lecturer? To be marking your paper, and at the end you give yourself. But if there be any deep, the Lord our God, Jehovah Yahweh,
hallelujah.
To restore is to bring back, so that we can, in a state of rest, travel in the journey to life. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. So we have four models. Crisis management, dealing with challenges springing from a weak awareness. You don't know who you are.
Hallelujah.
And then crisis develop, whether imaginary or real challenges, they are taken by God very seriously. Because He cannot afford for you to lose focus. So when you say anything, He will agree with you and sort you out. So because of weak awareness of who we are and what life He has given to us, that we are not of the earth, earthy, that though we dwell among beings, if we are birds, we are not chickens, we are eagles. Whatever, the righteous is as bold as a lion. So and the boldness is the confidence in its strength arising from the nature given to it. Glory!
Amen.
We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. But when there is a deep, when there is a crisis, it is real. And then we'll be looking at crisis management, dealing with challenges arising from weak awareness. Then two, the place of the Holy Spirit in this connection, in the connection with the first, is pointed out. But that is the same place of the Holy Spirit in connection with all that we are enriched in issues of life, taking us from life to abundant life to life more abundant. The Holy Spirit will take hold of us and take us there.
Yeah.
So whether it's for crisis management, so that peace might be intact, or for advancing us into the fullness of the life of which we have received the earnest, the Holy Spirit, from start to finish, is the one who develops in us the full imprint of the nature of Christ.
Amen.
You may want to shout glory.
Amen.
You may want to shout glory.
Glory.
Then, spirit living. You are a spirit. The Lord requires you to live as a spirit. You must feast on the food of the Spirit.
Amen.
You must think as a spirit.
Amen.
And the capacity is there.
Yes.
And when your soul intrudes, you will tell, say, shut up! You've been crying since. Stop crying. That is poor child. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward parts. When the soul is tired of complaining, the spirit will now speak to you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. It was the spirit speaking, the spirit of David speaking to the soul. Huh? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget what? Not all his name. The spirit of man does not need justification. It's created after God in true righteousness and holiness. It has not fully crystallized the divine nature, but the seed plot is in him, and the seed is in him. He is clear, is at peace with God. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities. And then it continues like that. And when the soul now has been strengthened by the Spirit, it begins to talk. At last the east is from the west. So has the Lord removed my transgressions from me. That's the soul speaking. And when you get to verse 16, 17, the Spirit takes over. You can know when the soul is speaking and when the Spirit is speaking. Amen?
Amen.
That you might have the rule over your soul.
Amen.
Keep it quiet.
Amen.
Amen. What? So we are in spirit living. We are spirits. We are to live as spirit beings. That is what we arrive at when this body has been put down and the divine body has been given to us, the divine nature having already been crystallized, divine nature plus divine body equals divine life. As it is in all the levels of life. Human nature plus human body equals human life. For a nature to exist and express itself fully, it needs a body to operate in. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. So spirit living, God wants us to be grown. My children of whom I'm in travail again unto Christ. Eh?
Be formed
in you. That's Christ consciousness. Is the forming of Christ. That you grow and grow and grow. Amen?
Amen.
1 Peter 3:18 refers. But let's just go. Then peace preservation. That is when you are arrested, everything is intact. How to maintain yourself in that peace. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. So those are the four rulers. And we are going straight to the first of these, crisis management. So let's go to crisis management. Turn with me to Luke chapter 11. I know we are going very fast, but bear with me. But if you don't want to bear with me, then I have to stay here for another week. And you come to fellowship every day. Do you accept that?
Yes.
It's only the people that are walking that said yes. Hallelujah. So we'll be writing paper on Tuesday next week. So we can't afford it. In any case, I wouldn't be able to stay. Luke 11 is the model for crisis management. And it just set there in principles. We see it. But when we come to consider it fully, then we'll be able to go into details, especially when we come to peace preservation. So are we there in Luke 5? Luke 11, 5. Did I say 5 to 6? Cannot be. 5 to 13. Oh, it's 6 I wrote, eh?
No,
5 to 13. Aspects of it are in 5 to 6, 5 to 8, and then 10 and 11. Another one is in 9 and 10, and the last is in verse 13. This sets the model clearly. Let's go. Let's read it. Want to go? And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Verse 7. And if from with these shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. My children are with me in bed. I wish we can eat that. My children, my preoccupation does not allow me to do what I need to do. Anyhow, I cannot rise and give thee. Verse 8, let's read it with a loud tone. Want to go? I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because of his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed. He only needs 3. Amen? But he will get what he needs. So set in this 4 verses, we have a model for how to obtain victory in crisis situation. What are the 3 loaves of bread? The right to a healthy living is one of the loaf of bread. What is the first loaf of bread?
The right to a healthy living.
Shout it.
The right to a healthy living.
Scream it now. The right to healthy living. That's the first loaf. For healing is the children's bread. Is that clear?
Yes.
All right. What's the second loaf? The right to enjoyment of life. Okay, I wrote it there. Okay, I see. Expo. That's the second one. And what is the third?
Prosperity.
Prosperity. You have right not only to live well, but for your life to be preserved with long life. I shall satisfy him, is the Old Testament provision, and show him my kindness in all of his long years. If he lived in 102 and 60 years out of the 102 is in sickness, that is not long life. That is long stretch of stress. But with long life, I will satisfy you and show you my saving power all through. And of Moses it is said, his power did not fade. In 120 years, glory to God. But imagine the volume of words that passed through him. How could such a man not be kept alive? Brethren, but the words that are coming to us are more glorious. I thought you would say amen.
Amen.
For all that he did, so fine, but compared with what the Lord is giving, say, if the ministration of death is glorious, how much will the ministration of life be? If the ministration of condemnation, the ministration of righteousness, exceeding glory. Amen?
Amen.
And all these words are coming, let's have them. They will do something in us.
Amen.
They did in Enoch. They did in Noah. They did in Abraham. They did in David. They did in Samuel. They did in Job. And even though all this crisis situation we are there, there was a proper crisis management. I've heard of thee with the hearing of the ears, but now my eyes see thee. The awakening, the awareness is needed for victory. Anyhow, so you see the 3 loaves of bread. They encompass all areas of the need of man. Deliverance from inward danger. Deliverance from outward danger. And then prosperity. Sickness is a property in the inside. I will bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness out of your inside. They shall not be barren nor cast their young. Amen?
Amen.
I am the Lord that healeth thee when you are well, and healeth thee when you break some natural laws and you get sick. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen?
Amen.
So, deliverance from inward danger, preservation, deliverance from outward danger, and prosperity of life. All you need, a little, at least more to spare. And you have, if you have the ministry of distributions to the work and to this thing, the Lord, having taken hold of your heart, will give you abundance. But none shall lack in this house.
Amen.
It's part of the treasure given. So that's crisis management. That's crisis management. So after telling us that the three loaves of bread, you are in your journey. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Glory. Your soul cannot get the answer, but it's on a journey to life. The end of our faith is the salvation of our soul. He is the friend of our new creation, of our redeemed human spirit. It is in his journey. So if he comes, I will like comfort. Because all of these things are cast in pictures to help us get the message. But here, the three loaves are clear. We found the answer. So verses 9 and 10, it now gives you an invitation. What the friend must do in order to help his friend. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wish we can stay a little bit to press that in, but we must rush past. Verse 9 and 10. So let's take it. One to go. And I say unto you, ask, it shall be given unto you. Seek, and it shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Revisited, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Let it sink in. Has it sunk in? Does it sink in? It has entered into you that there is no basis for impossibility in your personal life. Remember, when you minister to another, that's ministry. But the word must first be true. The husbandman must be what? A partaker of the fruit. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, the invitation to come to the Lord with your request, and remember, with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Knowing that he will do what he says he will do. You don't feel like it, that's no problem. So it's a sacrifice of thanksgiving. It's a sacrifice, something at a cost. You don't feel like it, and you are not responding to human feelings. Your spirit is directing your body to say something, and the soul will benefit. I thought you would shout amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
So that is asking in deepening degrees. You ask and receive for most parts. Why? Why? Because you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. What is spiritual blessings? Heavenly blessings and earthly blessings are called spiritual. Say, well, you are blessed with all spiritual blessings. If you want to be having vision, you are blessed with that. But if you want to buy a house for mortgage, you are not blessed with that. That's nonsense. Every spiritual means that every blessing is by the help of the Holy Spirit and not from the lower first and two realms of interaction with the world. You are not coming in by education. You are coming in by perception, ability to see and relate to the Holy Spirit and bringing it down to your physical situation. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So blessings both pertain to the life that now is, pertaining to spiritual ministry, and pertaining to the life that shall soon be revealed. They are all spiritual. It is you are blessed here, and this is the bank of redemption blessing. When you ask, it means all are there, but you didn't quite need
a particular thing. But when you need it, when you ask, it will be drawn and given to you.
Amen.
Is that also?
Amen.
And sometimes, when it has to do with you reaching out to bless others, it will require you to seek. Because it is the principle, death worketh in us, but life in you.
Hallelujah.
Ministry is at the price, so you seek. And if you want to enter higher realms, in the realms of the spirit, then you may have to knock. The intensity of the action talks about deepening commitment as a result of faith. To holding on to God for that which he has promised. You do not fast because you are not sure of what God will do or to change his mind. It is because you believe his word.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So that's verse 9 and verse 10. Then he comes and begins to give interpretation of what the three loaves of bread are. We've already found what they are, but verses 11 and 12 makes us to know what these loaves of bread are. Are we there?
Yes.
Want to go? If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is father, will he give him a hard life? A stone? Where are you? I'll be saying amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Punctuate. Let there be no silence.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father. Most fathers give bread before the children ask.
Amen.
But if they say they want popcorn, you have to also add popcorn.
Amen.
Or cashew nut. You add. You give them the necessary, but they will still ask you. You give them. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? No. That's general knowledge. The first bread must be the bread of healing.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him what? A serpent? And we say, no.
No.
Give a man fish, you feed him for a day. Teach him to fish, what happens? You feed him for life. That talks about spiritual prosperity. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Or if you ask an egg. Glory. Will he give you what? A scorpion? Life is delicate like an egg. And talks about preservation. So the three loaves of bread are here. It's not coincidental that he speaks these three things and then three loaves of bread. We know that healing is the children's bread. Is that not so?
Yes.
I will bless your bread. I will bless your water. Are you clear?
Yes.
Am I complicating?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
so we go to verse 13, the third. Now, let me read it the way it is not, so that you can understand what is there. Because most times, you want to say, hey, man, I covered 10 chapters today. Eku wahala. 10 chapters? Man, when it comes to reading my Bible, I don't play with it. I read 10 chapters. I've not been able to read 10 chapters since I became a Christian. You have exceeded me. Because when I read a verse and I don't understand, I stay there, I cry to God till he gives me understanding. Now I'm able to read and read and read and read, and as I'm reading, he's teaching me.
Glory. Hallelujah.
But that is after asking and crying and weeping. Like when I read Leviticus chapter 1, I just went to chapter 2, nothing. And I promised God I'm not going to leave one verse unread till I reach Revelation. Leave chapter 4, nothing. Leave chapter, I decided to cry to God. And I jumped to the book of Numbers. Because the purpose of quiet time is to strengthen yourself. And that shall put the bullock upon the altar. But now, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's an exciting book. I move in and out. Lord, open my eyes. Anyhow, well, what was I saying? All right. Praise the name of the Lord. So, I want to read it the way it is not there, so that I can appreciate. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give bread, give fish, give egg to them that ask him? Is that what is there?
No.
Hello, is that what is there?
No.
Amen. And he moved from one-to-one mapping. If he asks you for bread, will you give him a stone? If he asks you for fish, will you give him a serpent? If he asks you for egg, will you give him a scorpion? Well, blessed be God, who are giving us authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the paths of the enemy, and nothing shall our enemies hurt us. But then he draws your attention to the person of the Holy Spirit. He is in you to take care of all your crisis management. He is there that you might remain at rest. He is there that you might be on top. He is there because the various circumstances and situations that are wasting the world was commanded by a judgment, but you are no longer of that judgment. Amen. You have passed from death unto life.
Amen.
He that heareth my word and believeth him that sent me shall not come to what? Condemnation. But shall have what? Light of life. Let me say it there. He that heareth my word and believeth him that sent me has everlasting life. He shall not come to condemnation, but has passed from what? Death unto life. Amen. So death bringing things are not for you. God says so, and the Holy Spirit is in you to ensure it.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
So we are told that in all the problems of life, the Holy Spirit is there. And must know how to relate to him to help us rise above our situation. Because the journey to fullness of life is so vitally important that no distractions are allowed. I thought you would say amen.
Amen.
So that gives us one model that in crisis management, you must pray. God invites you to pray. He will answer. All right? The friend who says that he's with his children on bed is not as compassionate as your heavenly Father. But importunity drove him to meet the need. We may need to be importunate in prayers. And many times things are altered when we take that. So crisis management provides that first model. Further details are given. But the end of the verse is quite clear. And so we are going to read that verse the way it is written. Want to go. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? He will give.
Amen.
He will give.
Amen.
Not only himself, but his gifts, for himself, plus his services, for plus his counsel. Hallelujah!
Amen.
The full range of what you need, he will give you.
Amen.
You are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. You are blessed with all blessings that the Holy Spirit enables you to get. In things pertaining to the natural and the things that pertain to the spiritual. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And it is there. If you don't take it, it's because you don't want it. But when you want it, you have to go there. If somebody pays money to your account, you don't say, oh, I thank you. There's money in my bank. And when I want it, it will just jump there and meet you. Huh? You say, I'm the account owner. So when I see in my bedroom, I need money. Let the cashier come and give me. But that doesn't even know you need money. By placing a call, at least you are making an effort. Brethren, we have a God who will always answer us.
Yes.
And we have this confidence that when we pray, He hears us. And if when we pray, He hears us, we have the confidence that whatever we have asked of Him shall be ministered to us. That's a Bible verse. Is that also? Where is it? No outlines for tomorrow. If you don't get it, I give you 30 seconds. Find it! Where is it? How can you not know it? We have this confidence that whatever we ask the Father, He hears us. And if He hears us, then the request we make of Him, He has answered. 20 seconds gone. Anybody? So it's only Anu that was able to get it. No, but it's only you that raised hand. People who spoke without being permitted, they may not have the answer. At least they made us. Oh, beautiful. What a way to put things. We have a confidence that when we pray, He hears us. Why? He invited us to begin with. And if we know He hears us, then the request that we have made of Him is granted. May the Lord cause this thing to fill our minds.
Amen.
That we might not be weakened in life by a weak awareness of who we are. For the Father Himself loves us. We are accepted in the Beloved.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
According, this being accepted in Beloved is according to the praise of His glory. He has accepted His glory is praised.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 1:6. Bring it. So awareness must be strong. Strong is the relationship. He is our Father, Almighty Father, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen.
Amen.
To the praise of the glory of His grace. What does this consider? See, wearing in this matter of the praise of the glory of His grace, where He has made us what? Accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption.
Hallelujah.
Glory, verse 7. So you see, be aware.
Amen.
That there's none like you, save those who, like you, have been born from above.
Amen.
We are a class, we can reign in life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Life and peace go together.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, that's the end of the first model. I think I will spend more time there. So we go to the second model. The second model is the place of the Holy Spirit. And we shall briefly point it out. We have read Luke 11:13. We have read Luke. Where are we? Number 2. No. This soft copy. I have a problem. I'll go to my Bible. All right. So the message of Luke 11:13, we get it clearly. That whereas it's discussing the challenges of life, it ends up by talking about the gift of a person. That He is with us. I mean, I'll say a little bit about that. You see in Luke 11:13, not so? Let us go to John 15:26. And you may also want to read John 16:7-15 on your own. Amen?
Amen?
We are talking about the place of the Holy Spirit that He is giving you, that you might have rest, that you might have peace and concentrate on the journey. Amen? Anything that will distract you, it will be taken care of by Him. Amen?
Amen.
So John 15:26, let's read, and then we'll say one or two things. Oh, glory. Let's read it. Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. It shall be me speaking. It shall be me testifying. Say so, it shall be me.
It shall be me.
Testifying.
Testifying.
Who is the Holy Spirit? Is the Spirit of the glorified Christ in our hearts. If I, he said, if I do not go away, it is expedient for you that I go away. But if I go away, I will send another like me. Glory!
Hallelujah.
So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the glorified Christ. He is the Comforter. And that is why it says another Comforter. In another scripture, it says, I will send another Comforter. What does it mean? I have been your Comforter. I will send another Comforter exactly like me. Raise up your hand and say, blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
There is cut off from my heavens.
There is cut off from my heavens.
All short security.
All short security.
That tries to hide the glory of God from my
feet. That tries to hide the glory of God.
Oh, with God.
Oh, with God.
There is no variableness.
There is no variableness.
There's any shadow of turning.
Neither any shadow of turning.
By the right hand side of God.
By the right hand side of God.
My Lord sits in rest.
My Lord sits in rest.
Because his work was perfectly done.
Because his work was perfectly done.
With me here.
With me here
is another Comforter.
Is another Comforter.
I won't have headache in my head.
I won't have headache in my head.
That Jesus is there.
That Jesus is
and
there.
And I'm saying he's here.
And I'm saying
he's immortal.
Oh, he's immortal.
He's everywhere present at the same time.
He's everywhere present at the same time.
In the fullness of his glory.
Fullness of his glory.
He doesn't divide himself and say, a little here, a little here, a little here. But wherever he is,
hallelujah.
In the fullness. Wherever he appears, it is himself. Not the more you look, the less you see. And where is Jesus? Oh, Paranam. Agamatanu. I have Jesus, my Father's Son. Why should I fear? Why should I walk? All right, this is an African song. You should know how to dance it.
Yeah.
I have Jesus, oh Father, Son. Why should I fear? Why should I walk? That we have assignment. Let's go back to the Bible. So that is it. It is not the same heart, the same love. Under the Old Testament, it says, I will send my angel before you, but fear him, oh, for my name is in him. He will not tolerate your nonsense. But the one we have.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Is another like him. There are two kinds of another. Another of a different kind and another like him. The Holy Spirit is another like Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus dwells in our hearts. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Then the third scripture is the promised Holy Spirit and the gift of eternal life as a deposit. You see there in Ephesians 1:13-14, such truths you have conversed with, and we do not need to pursue it. But we read in Acts 2:33, and Jesus Christ, remember what he said in John 7? The Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus Christ was not yet glorified. And he, being by the right hand of the Father, what? Exalted, as poured out. Amen.
Amen.
All right? So you see, that Holy Spirit of promise. That promise, Holy Spirit. Verse 14. 14. It's that deposit of eternal life we have now. Where is verse 14 now? Where are you? Also, which is what? The endness of our inheritance. Until the redemption of the precious possession. Unto the praise of it. So much food cooked here, we shall eat it another day. We just pass. Well, that is the place of the Holy Spirit. Briefly taught. That is, as you want to enjoy abundant life and peace, the Holy Spirit is central to the arrangement of God. Amen?
Amen.
You and the Holy Spirit will produce a spectacular life by reason of which you will enjoy abundant life and peace. Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life. Jesus gives to me a life of joy and peace. Abundant life. Abundant life. Jesus gives to me. Amen.
Amen.
And he is the life of God in me. I have the life of God in me. I have the life of God in me. I have the spirit of the Son of God. I have the life of God in me. So, you have given his life to be able to commune with God, because God is at work. God is at work. He's Jehovah who saved you. He is at work. Jehovah Elohim is at rest, the Lord our Creator. Yahweh is at work. Jehovah Osedu is at work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But you must commune with him. For he leads the way. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. I find it so. I find it so.
His yoke is easy. His body is light. I find it so. I found it so. He leadeth me by day and by night. When living waters flow. Yes, he leadeth me.
Hallelujah. And by night. Amen.
Amen.
So the contact ensured that the supply that was cut off from Adam has been restored. Not from the water that have been near the firmament, because such waters bring the crisis. They bring the things in us that are not of God. Those spotty things in us. Eh? Those rubbish. If you have received all things, how can you say, this brother have 5 shares and I have 3? Then you begin to envy. Stupid you!
Oh.
You want 3,000 shares. Believe God. That is too petty. But it's always the person appearing in front to speak. And so what? A man cannot be so great that he takes your opposition, takes his position, I like taking position, just take it and put it himself in the finished picture. No way! Everyone has a position. But even in the natural, it is struggle that take it from you. If you remember, be aware of who you are. Say, Lord, let there be no problem. If you go east, though, I will go west. If you go north, I will go south. So that's what you should be thinking. That's what you should say. That's what you should say. Now you are talking. That is what you should say. Because you are an old man, you are about to die. I will take care of you. Let me go get good things. I will take care of you. and you look and you saw the green veil that looks to us so dumb. I choose that. Be going. Because when you have the promises, whoo, you have all things.
Glory.
He knew it from his great, great, great grandfather, Noah, who had taught him for 75 years. And Noah inherited 42 years of Holy Ghost firebrand ministry. So he saw it. So when he said, in thy seed, he said, hey, that is it. That is it. That seed. Finally, God can commit himself to one person and bring in the seed. Hallelujah. Because it was at the center of the messages. So when he went west and he went and just took the better side, the Lord said, now come, stand, lift up your eyes to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. Well, if not, it's there. But you understand, the four cardinal directions, they say, as far as your eyes can see, I've given it unto you. Amen. May our eyes be enlightened. He doesn't tantalize us with the revelation of his word. If you see it, it means it for you. Take hold of it. As far as your eyes can see. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So that's the Holy Spirit. Then we come to the third of this. Please, we need a clock here. Anyone? So that we don't overshoot the time. Why is it only that way? The clock may be like the sea with that cannot rest. Except it runs. Just running like that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Maybe what we'll do is we move to Spirit Living a bit, and then we might not be able to get it to part two tomorrow. Now, Spirit Living. Living as a spirit being. Life in the spirit are more are the things contained in spirit living. That which is born of the spirit is a spirit. And so, Lord wants you to live as a spirit. And five principles of the law, the spirit of life, are given in the book of Romans. They take care of all the things that need to be in place as you live the way God wants you to live. Being guided by these five principles. Follow closely. Thank you, Jesus. Follow closely. They enable you to enjoy abundant life and to enjoy peace. Seeing that in the first model, we are shown that God's answer to the challenges of life is that he will give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. And seeing the things rose as signs to the Holy Spirit in some of the passages that we have read, we come to understand that the five principles of the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which are needed to live and to possess the life that God has given us and to be aware of it.
Hallelujah.
It includes victory over crisis situations. I thought you should say amen.
Amen.
And include solution to all our challenges. That takes us on spirit living. But let's repeat this word after me. That which is born of the spirit is spirit.
That which is born of the spirit is spirit.
What are you?
Spirit.
What are you?
Spirit.
Of what class? You must quit, not so?
No.
Thank God. There are only two realms that can be called spirit realm. The realm of angels and the realm divine. And until 4,000 years, the divine realm was not occupied. But the work of Christ in salvation is producing a crop of people that are already living in the heavenly realm. So there are two spirits, angelic spirits and divine spirits.
Glory.
We are born of God. He is deity. We shall serve him. We are divine. God is not divine, but whatever expresses him without any loss is divine. Say with me, God is not divine.
God is not divine.
Shout it.
God is not divine.
Everyone now.
God is not divine.
What is happening? Everyone now.
God is not divine.
He is deity.
He's a deity.
And no one comes to that realm.
And no one comes to that realm.
But the divine.
But the divine.
Is that which is able to carry the message of God.
Is that which is able to carry the message of God.
To serve God.
To serve God.
Expressing it.
Expressing it.
Without any loss.
Without any loss.
That is divine.
That is divine.
Divine things serve God.
Divine things serve God.
But God is not divine.
But God is not divine.
God is deity.
God is deity.
When he speaks.
When he speaks.
Then divine ones have wherewith to walk.
Then the divine ones have wherewith to walk.
God does not prophesy.
God does not prophesy.
Prophecy is of divine class.
Prophecy is of divine class.
Anything that serves the Lord.
Anything that serves the Lord.
And as long as it's serving the Lord in that particular situation.
As long as it's serving the Lord in that particular situation.
Is divine.
Is divine.
Angels,
angels
on specific assignment,
on specific assignment
are divine messengers.
Are divine messengers.
Why the message lasts?
Why the message lasts?
Especially when they are called.
Especially when they are called.
The angel of the Lord.
The angel of the Lord.
But the believers.
But the believers
are created after God.
Are created after God.
In true righteousness and holiness.
In true righteousness and holiness.
Not only that.
Not only that.
They have the nature of the Father.
They have the nature of the Father.
Being crystallized in them.
Crystallized in them.
As they partake.
As they partake.
Of the exceeding great and precious promises.
Of the exceeding great and precious promises.
As they feast of these promises.
As they feast of these promises.
The promises yield their fruit.
The promises yield their fruit.
These exceeding great promises.
These exceeding great promises.
Build up the divine.
Build up the divine.
They partake.
They partake.
They do not just touch it.
They do not just touch it.
Not, they do not just touch the realm.
They do not just touch the realm.
As angels in the service.
As angels in the service.
But they get koinonia with it.
But they get koinonia with it.
They are acquainted with it.
They are acquainted with it.
And they remain there.
And they remain there.
In the finished picture.
In the finished picture.
We shall be divine.
We shall be divine.
Because he has worked his nature into us.
Because he has worked his nature into us.
And we are submitting to his will.
And we are submitting to his will.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you hear the last part? Submitting to his will. Hello? Are you still there?
Yes.
Submitting. Somebody has preached a message. They say, if you don't submit to, you can touch it. Touch it. You come back. But when you get into the presence, will you want to live there?
No.
You just stay there. I don't want to watch it from afar. Draw me to where, to where you are. I want to be with you. Dwelling
in your presence.
Dwelling how long? Dwelling daily in your presence. Feasting at your table. Oh, may you remain there.
Amen.
May you remain there.
Amen.
May you remain there.
Amen.
That you might serve him.
Amen.
Glory to God. I just want to be. Okay, we are time. Back to the scriptures. So, what are those five principles that derive from the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus? That law was founded by God. It is mightier than the law that said, in the day that you eat of this fruit, in dying you shall die. And we come into the sphere of the working of this law where we have received the righteousness of God as a gift. From a given standpoint, the most important thing in our Christian experience, and the forgiveness of sins opened the door to it, the most important thing is being the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Every other thing follows. Are you listening to me? So we go to Romans 8 to point the five principles of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And then I think we'll close. That will leave us with peace preservation. And a little more on spirit living. Amen? Of course, spirit living can take us weeks to fully cover. So the intention is not to cover it detailly, but to draw attention to how important, how glorious is the presence of the Lord Spirit in us. We are assured that we will make it to the fullness because of him.
Amen.
Therefore, grieve not the Holy Spirit, quench not the Spirit, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Unto and until the day of redemption. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we'll go to Romans 8. Jesus, thank you. It is fitting that in introducing us to the law in verse 2, verse 1 precedes it. So let's read verse 1. 1, 2, go.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
And we say,
Amen.
Flows from the 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him to be sin, who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen? Then we go to verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. That is it. So the law of sin and death has been cut off. We are not creatures of chance. While growing up, we may make mistakes, but we are not creatures of chance. Our mistakes cannot undo us. We will cry unto him. He has the power to restore. It is in our heart, because we love him, to do what is pleasing in his sight. But if there be any mistake, we are not going to be undone by it.
Amen.
So we are not traveling. This is a boulevard. The law of sin and death is a boulevard very wide. You are not traveling there. Hello?
Yes.
You are not bound in that direction.
Yes.
So you cannot suffer and be afflicted as a result of sin. And then there's nothing but death on this way. But you are not going there. You are going this way.
Amen.
It's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Not shall make me free, but has made me free. and it's to be individually entered into. Not as made us free, but as made me free from what? The law of sin and death. The law of sin and death is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We will not eat of the fruit. We will not fear death. Because we are not traveling on this road. In the name of Jesus. So what then are the first five laws? We just quickly look at them. The first law is in verse 6. And let's read it. Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is what?
Death.
Don't draw your knowledge from the earth realm. In your matter of walk with God, the earth realm has no supply. Carnal minded is to be ruled by the soul, to be ruled by the things that the soul appeal to. The world of the five senses. To the carnally minded is a journey on the boulevard of the law of sin and death. So your mind is not ruling for you. You are not a living soul. The mind is the property of the soul. The workshop has changed. Whereas in Adam, he operated from the soul, and the soul was dominant in him. In Christ Jesus, you are being made what? A quickening spirit. So, while the process of the salvation of the soul is ongoing, and faith draws upon divine supplies to help the soul, and the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward parts of the soul to adorn it, freeing it from its passion, freeing it from emotional disorder. While it is still doing so, we are not to reference the dictates of the mind in our journey with God. Amen?
Amen.
For to bend yourself, do like this, incline yourself, just don't do like that. Huh? That is, you are bending towards what the mind is saying. Don't bend towards natural reason. Stay there. It is noisy. It jumps at first to take control of a situation, but it always messes up things. You'll say, shut up! I'm in control. And your soul will listen. Glory. When you keep shouting at it, it will habitually obey you. Very naughty. After so many years, it's still a child. It will speak before it thinks. That's how you know children. Before they have started speaking. Spiritually minded person just said, He's 40 years old in the Lord, though, but he's still cleaving to his feeding bottle and sucking breast from the mother's, sucking milk from the mother's breast. When I was a child, what did I do? I spake as a child. And did what? 1 Corinthians 13. Okay, let's leave this. We'll come back to it very fast. I'm even holding the something to be reminding me of the time. 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, what did I do? And when you are rebuked, you say, what did you say? It's before you sit down. Then you understand that what you did is not what you wanted to do. Oh, my shield. And what? Taught as a child. They don't think before they speak. And so the soul is. And the spirit must guide the soul. Rest it. From the marriage to the five senses, the soul and the body is carnality. The soul under the supervision of the spirit is spirituality. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't yield. Don't yield to the thoughts of the natural mind. Let the word of God renew you in your mind.
Amen.
Which thing takes place when you understand that a life of consecration is crucial.
Amen.
Therefore, I beseech you by the mercies of God that ye what? Present your body as what? A living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable to God, which is your entrance into re-spirituality and worship. And renew your mind. Be you renewed in your mind by what? Be you transformed in your mind by what? The renewing of your mind. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might be able to prove without hesitation what is good, what is perfect, what is acceptable. These three qualities are in the mind of the Spirit. Be renewed in your mind. So don't lean towards what the five senses are saying. Rather, lean towards the word of God is saying. For to the minding of the five senses is death. But to the minding of what the Holy Spirit has caused to be written in the scripture is life and peace. Go back to Romans 8:6. So the mind must play a role. But you must bend it towards the right direction. Not like this towards the five senses, but like this towards the principles of the written word. Raise up your hand and say, I get it.
I get it.
Okay, you didn't get it, do you? Okay, that's why we are asking. Did you get it? Huh?
Yes.
Okay, bend towards what the word of God is saying.
I know.
You got it right, 10 over 10. But back to the scripture. This is eminently practical. Don't pass the word of God through your flesh and blood. Don't argue with the word of God. Hear it and do it, and the days of heaven will be multiplied upon your head. Hear it and do it. Don't struggle. Because there's no way your tiny sense. He says, I'm helped. But I can't see it. How can you see it when the seed has not entered? The power is in the seed.
Hallelujah.
You must take it in.
Amen.
Then it will express itself. So when you say, let the weak say, I am strong. It agrees with you, you are weak. Then if you say, I am weak, nothing. You have not found help. You are saying what is real but not true. It's factual but not true. Because you have to have an awareness of who you are in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the weak say, I am strong. For in saying they are strong, the word of God will materialize in their experience.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Did you get it?
Yes.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
It is in saying it that you become. Thank you, Jesus. Alright, so your mind, that's why you can give thanksgiving. Because you have not seen it done, but you know it will be done. Because the word of God cannot fall to the ground. Not only in the matter of crisis management, but in all things. Look at the last part of verse 6. But to mind what the Holy Spirit has said is what? Life and peace. Abundant life and peace are brought about by submitting to the rule and government of the Holy Spirit over your life in all things. Let the word of God do the thinking for you. Lean towards it. Now, have you seen the first verse? The first principle? Have you seen it now? Have you got it?
Yes.
The principle of the minding of the Spirit. For the sword of the Spirit is what? The word of God. For the principle of minding the word is this principle of minding the Spirit. That is the first principle. Do we get it?
Yes, sir.
Do we get it?
Yes.
All right, we go to the second one. The second principle of the law of the Spirit of Life. Wish to receive together with others make you to live as a spirit being. Think as a spirit being. Belonging to the class that God has assigned you. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
The second law is in Romans 8, verse 11. But the build up to it is in verse 10. And it runs its course up to verse 13. We can't exhaust it, but we just note it. We note it because it's important. Why is it important? Because it has something to do with the things that pertain to the after resurrection. What is that that keeps you growing? What is the growing edge in your spiritual life? Reaching out to that which the Lord is doing next. So Romans 8:11 has the second principle, this principle of divine inhabiting. The Holy Spirit is in you. Amen?
Amen.
It's giving you help. But let's read verse 10 and verse 11. 1, 2, go. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But what will God do? Because you have to glorify God in your spirit and your body, which are God's. Your body, though dead, belong to God. Is there a plan for the body? Yes. That is why you are not traveling on the boulevard of the law of sin and death. In this journey, there is no death there.
Amen. Amen.
Where are you?
Amen.
Is it too good to be true?
No, sir.
Hey, hey. Amen.
Amen.
So, the word but is however. Means however, not so. And relate to what has just been observed. So we go back to what has been observed. Verse 10. What does it say? Verse 10. Romans 8, 10. And if Christ be in you. See the interchangeability. Oh, glory. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of the exalted Christ. But if Christ be in you, the body is what? Dead because of sin. We know that. We inherited it. Romans 5:12 has told us that death passed on to all men through Adam. The body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is what? Alive. Your spirit is what? Alive. Let it live.
Amen.
Feed it with its own food.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Exercise yourself in Him.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Your spirit is what? Life. Because of what? The free gift of righteousness. So righteousness offers you life. Who will God deal with? Who will God give you a life like His own? Only those whom He has declared friends. Who He has called friends. Who has been invested with the status of the righteousness of God, which is the righteousness of faith. From the human side, it's the righteousness of faith, because you must believe the offer. You don't look at yourself. Like Saul's son, say, who am I, this dead dog? Ah, what a bad language. He calls himself dead dog. May you not think humility consists in calling yourself what you are not. That is pride from another angle.
Yes.
Accept what God is saying. You can't say your opinion is superior to that of God. Accept what He has made you. Amen?
Amen.
So the spirit is what? Life. Because of what? Righteousness. However, but, verse 11, so we see that the offset is by reason of what is not pleasant in verse 10. Is that not so? Do you, Do you agree with me?
Yes.
And but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken. Quicken. Every quickening. The art resurrection will happen. So much packed in there, but we can't eat the food in a few minutes, not even in a few hours. Shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Blessed be God.
Amen.
I have hope because there's a reality within me that will take me on to the fullness. No wonder it is written, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Then we move to the third. The third principle we can get from verse 14. But its bearing reaches to the 25th verse, so that all that are in verse 14 to verse 25 have contributing witnesses to the truth of verse 14. The principle of being led by the Spirit of God. Verse 14, let's read one to go. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are the mature sons of God. As many as are habitually led, the principle invites you to be submissive to the Spirit of God and assures you that the power to so do is already in you, even from your time of spiritual infancy. So let us read verse 15 in this connection. It is the Holy Spirit that enables number one. It's the Holy Spirit that enables number two. That is clear. It is the Holy Spirit that enables you. Of course, it is implied. If you are being led by the Spirit, then this effect in your life is by the Spirit. Is that not so?
Yes.
But see, even in our spiritual infancy, we already so naturally respond to the utterance that the Spirit of God is giving us. So let's read verse 15. What to go? For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Stop. So you are not reminded about the fall and the judgment and all those things that you fear. You are not, traveling on the route of the law of sin and death. You have left there. That is, you will be moved from there, but don't go back there. Don't live like a pauper when you have abundant life. Say amen.
Amen. Amen.
For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received what? The spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father. That is, it is natural to our spirit. We don't consider it a big doctrine when we call God Father. Father, we have confidence by the blood of Jesus to go into the place where you are. Just say, Father, Father. That's what caused Jesus' problem. He said, I am my Father and one. Say, eh? But it's freely. Even in spiritual infancy, Abba, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So that's the fourth, the third one. We move to the fourth, which incidentally is central together with number one in crisis management. So let's go to the fourth, the principle of the grace of prayer communion with God by the Spirit. 26, 27, central to all crisis management. And so long as it is there, there are no impossible things before you. I thought we shout amen.
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 Is it too good to be true?
No.
Good things are true.
Yes.
In the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's read it. Likewise. Stop. Why does it say likewise? It means the Spirit has helped you in a threesome manner, he is the one who is going to help you. Likewise, and you will see the word also, as with before, so with this, and whatever follows. So let's read it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Stop. Let me read it the way it is not there. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not how to pray as we ought. Is that what is there? It's not the ability to pray that is there, but you don't even know what to pray for. You have feebleness. You have feebleness in this direction. That is why you must be spiritually minded. But even at that, Paul includes himself in the experience, for we know not what to pray for. Why? Because it's not the style of prayer that gives us the victory, but whether it is in the will of God. So we just pray, say, Lord. So I say, hey, Lord, I lift up my hand and I command. Not that you pray. But the intensity and fervency of spirit will always be there. And better when you can pray loud. But it's not the method of praying that is important here. But that you don't even know the will of God. In the crisis situation, you are near paralyzed. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. But that's why the Holy Spirit is given to you.
Amen.
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. So what happens? Are you left in your helplessness? No. The Holy Spirit moves in. But the Spirit himself maketh what? Intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because it maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. That is it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is crucial to crisis management and assures us that no matter the challenge, there is a present answer from God.
Amen.
He will speak into your situation.
Amen.
You can draw upon the resources. He shows that he has not given birth to children that he cannot care for. That he is there for us all the time. Glory!
Hallelujah.
That's the fourth principle of the principle of the grace of prayer communion with God, ensuring that we win and win. So you see it in Luke 11. After speaking of that importunate praying, he said, therefore I say unto you, ask and you shall receive. Amen?
Amen.
The grace of prayer communion is by the Spirit and tells you, no matter the challenge, there's an answer for God. And that answer will give you peace.
Amen.
It will give you joy.
Amen.
It will give you rejoicing.
Amen.
And it has been all before God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Sam, it was about 1,500 years before Christ came. That is about after 2,500 years of human history that Israel moved and came to Mara. Hey! Hallelujah! And every plant before it came to the earth. So God put the plant right before Mara. 2,500 years ago. And so you just shoot the head. You can't see tomorrow. You forgot much of yesterday. The people murmured. And Moses said, now, wow. Not me born them before. And they went to God and said, there's a tree by the waters. Cut it, put it there, and the waters have been made so it's I tell you, it is not the time you got into the challenge that God gets to know about it. So as you cry from your spirit, he will speak to the situation.
Amen.
He will speak to the situation.
Amen.
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 And we leave it till when we come to eat tomorrow. God helping us. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, that is the fourth. The grace of prayer. Communion with God. So we read the last few verses. That starts from verse 28 and runs down. But let us, it is the prayer of divine elective love. Divine elective love. He has forever loved us. He cannot change. He will forever love us.
Amen.
I thought you should be saying amen, amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of God will impress it deeply to you until your mind is so full of His love.
Amen.
And the love is so strong that nothing can engage you in such a way that He loses you. You are precious to Him.
Yes.
Nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So the principle of divine elective love. You'll be elected to be loved by God, and that cannot change.
Amen.
That consciousness enables us to speak well towards God. We don't accuse Him. If I pray for somebody, it happens. When I pray for myself, you don't answer. No, forget that story, a petty story. God is over and above you. Amen?
Amen.
It's Yahweh Shalom. Your name is Yahweh.
You are a miracle-working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are a miracle-working God. Your name is Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Verse 31, we'll read to verse 35, and we close the matter. We've not quite gone through spirit living. We have barely introduced it, but at least you know the five principles, and you can go and work on it. That the Lord expects you that these five principles should be alive and working in you and guide you in the Lord's service, in your walk with God, and in your daily living. Amen?
Amen?
Because you are a spirit being. You will think like the Holy Spirit makes you to think. Amen?
Amen.
You will pay your debt to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You will pay your debt. We are not debt to the flesh. We are debt to the Spirit.
Amen.
To yield to His influences.
Amen.
And enjoy life in the highest expression.
Amen.
That we may have the days of heaven upon the earth.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We do that, and that will just be sufficient for today. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God in the highest.
Hallelujah.
So let's read from verse 31 and see the flow and the intensity with which this truth is discussed in 10 verses. Every other one does not go that with so much verses, but this goes. Because the nature of fallen man like to gravitate towards pain and sorrow and disorder and disbelief and fighting. It's not sweet. If somebody dies, the whole nation will know it. Huh? But if somebody did a great thing, as the news item is finishing, that's the end. Oh, may the Lord have mercy.
Amen.
what that the Bible says, and your heart purged of an evil conscience. But these verses eternalize, will set you free completely. And you know who you are, how God rates you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
There shall be no weakness in your awareness.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There are legitimate bodies, but God will teach you how to handle them.
Amen.
So that you don't get distracted and you go on in your path of life.
Amen.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Let's start. One to go. Remember, this thing actually starts from verse 28 to verse 39, which are 12 verses. But we are going to start from verse 31, reading the last 9 verses. Are we together? Want to go? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? No one. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How many things are there in all things?
All things.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Does it include that you would give back to children when you are married?
Yes.
Glory, glory. That is just it. That is just it. Glory. Does it mean that your children will walk in your footsteps in righteousness?
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So again, we want time. We want time. It means so many things. All that you can say and more. What verse was that? 32. Now let's read 32 again. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If you see, you agree, he gave you Jesus Christ. I said, no, Jesus died for me. Please know that he has freely given you all things. Let everybody shout amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Because condemnation and the language of men, when they finish talking to you, feel like going to have your back because they stain you with their language. But if you now go and you are brooding and thinking about it, we ask the Bible say, whatsoever things are lovely, think of these things. Are you a garbage dump for somebody to pour till and you retain it? The best way to know that is words are nonsense. You don't even think about them. Say, so see your head. Let's say everybody be woman. And so you two be woman. See your head. Forget it. You are not a natural man. You are bearing with this body for a while. You are even groaning. Glory! To be released from it. Amen.
Amen.
Unless you there, I know what I've done.
Yeah.
Because we discussed something, so.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What verse are we there? 33. We shall lay anything to God's, the charge of God's lay. It is God that was justified, that declares righteous. I have declared you righteous.
Amen.
But if you challenge him, Romans 3, 25 and 26 will spring up. He's a justifier of them. That he is just as a justifier of them that believe in him. And if we had gone to the fourth, that of Abraham, go to that of David, you will see the expression of the two sides of the justice of God. Amen.
Amen.
It is God that justified. If you have any charge, he says, I am the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Why are you looking at me? If it is I'm the righteousness of God. That means I don't have my own righteousness. Why are you looking at me? I agree that I don't have my own. That's why I have taken his own, I have accepted his own. And you want to look at me with a human way? No way. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. There's nobody that can lay charge against the Lord's elect. Yeah, we pick the word elect. We call it the fifth principle, the principle of divine elective law. Do you see it?
Yes.
Do you see it?
Yes.
All right, let's take the read. Wow, the time is just okay. What? Verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. So, Tom, you want to go and report somebody. And when you reach there, the person say, oh, God, bless him. Bless him. When you open the door, you say, what did you come to do? Say, no, I was just passing. Just wanted to say hello to you. Amen. The one you can appeal to is making intercession for me. He is just. Romans 3. Oh, okay. I thought you went to Romans 3, 25, 26. He protects himself in what he has done. And when the finished picture is come, it will be said, let us rejoice and be glad, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she might be clothed with clean and white linen. For the white linen is what? The righteousnesses of the saints. Which means they are crystallized, a perfect nature. Amen.
Amen.
And justification is no longer required at that point.
Amen. Amen.
And tomorrow we show that God is just. Amen. He called us righteous. We live above the world. Amen. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And then mentions that none of those things shall separate us from the love of Christ. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord cause his face to shine upon you.
Amen.
May these five principles work in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May these five principles work in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May these five principles work in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the Father's hand is strong. Behold what you shall be.
Amen.
Drop your fears.
Amen.
They are not corrupted. You are accepted in the
Lord. Glory.
And he has cured you. Cured you deeply. Therefore, he will celebrate his word.
Amen.
Father, thank you for this. It is the Father's good pleasure to give us a kingdom.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Let's take that song again and use it to thank him. What we have planned, we've not been able to realize it. Yahweh, your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Hallelujah.